Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, page 666 to 668. She spoke. Death, unconvinced, resisted still. Although he knew, refusing still to know. Although he saw, refusing still to see. Unshakable he stood, claiming his right. His spirit bowed, his will obeyed the law of his own nature, binding even on God's. The two opposed each other face to face. His being, like a huge fort of darkness, towered. Around it her light grew, an ocean siege. A while the shade survived, defying heaven, assailing in front, oppressing from above. A concrete mass of conscious power he bore, the tyranny of her divine desire, a pressure of intolerable force, weighed on his unbowed head and stubborn breast. Light, like a burning tongue, licked up his thoughts. Light was a luminous torture in his heart. Light coursed a splendid agony through his nerves. His darkness muttered, perishing in her blaze. Her mastering word commanded every limb, and left no room for his enormous will, that seemed pushed out into some helpless space, and could no more re-enter, but left him void. He called to night, but she fell shuddering back. He called to hell, but suddenly it retired. He turned to the inconscient for support, from which he was born, his vast sustaining self. It drew him back towards boundless vacancy, as if by himself to swallow up himself. He called to his strength, but it refused his call. His body was eaten by light, his spirit devoured. At last he knew defeat inevitable, and left crumbling the shape that he had worn, abandoning hope to make man's soul his prey, and forced to be mortal, the immortal spirit. Afar he fled, shunning her dreaded touch, and refuge took in the retreating night. In the dream twilight of that symbol world, the dire universal shadow disappeared, vanishing into the void from which it came, as if deprived of its original cause. The twilight realm passing, fading from their souls, and Satyavan and Savitri were alone, but neither stirred. Between those figures rose a mute, invisible, and translucent wall. In the long, blank moment's pause, nothing could move. All waited on the unknown, inscrutable will.